From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. This week marks Birmingham City School's first break of the school year. As WBHM's Kyra Miles reports, some in the district are using this fall intersession to combat learning loss due to COVID-19 and virtual learning.
This fall break, Birmingham students have the choice to rest at home or stay in school. Seems like a no-brainer, but Ashley Hogan says her fourth grade class at Glen Iris Elementary is still eager to learn.
Actually, some of the students are like, can we stay? You know, do we have to go home?
Around 200 of the school's 700 students decided to stay for the week. They're spending half days at school going to extracurricular classes like PE and music, and they also get a chance to make up missed work and get ahead academically.
We are filling in those gaps that may have been missed from the previous year. So for us to have intercession and to continue to do this, I think it's a great opportunity because now they're getting back familiar with, the structure of being in school and learning hands-on.
It's part of Birmingham City School's plan to catch up students after a year of virtual learning due to COVID-19. The district is using pandemic federal relief grants to fund the extra instruction. Principal Chauncey Southall Mason says it's a promise to students.
And it's also important to just, I think, let the scholars know that we are all wanting them to succeed.
The district is offering classes at all K through 5 and K through 8 schools. One big focus, reading skills, like phonics for second graders.
Hives! Everybody say hives!
Hives!
Give her two claps. Awesome job. I'm so proud of you.
And math skills for fourth graders.
So the comma goes after every how many digits?
Three.
After every three digits.
All 25,000 students in Birmingham City Schools will go back to their regular school schedule next week. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
Kyra Miles is a Report for America Corps member covering education for WBHM.